Let's bring in Keith Fitzgerald, Fitzgerald Group Chief Investment Officer, for a little bit more on the market sell-off that we're seeing. Now, Keith, obviously the big trigger appeared to be on this Tuesday morning, the Commerce Department's retail sales report. And I've seen a lot of debate going on about the extent to which that 1.1% decline in the month of July is attributed to the Delta variant, when you consider that maybe this is just because of the comparison of a strong June where you had Amazon Prime Day. Maybe this is also just the impact of the stimulus waning off between June and July. I guess, how are you reading, first of all, the Commerce Department's report this morning, and then secondly, the market reaction so far?
Well, I think those are sort of two nuanced questions, and they're both good. Number one, I think the roll-off is entirely normal, because we all knew that at some point the stay-at-home trade would fade, that retail numbers would soften up as people began to come out of hibernation. The second thing is, in terms of a sell-off, this is normal profit-taking. I think the bigger boogeyman is the Fed, because everybody is nervous about the Fed's next move. They know it's coming. The Fed has been increasingly prepping the landing zone for higher rates. So there's all kinds of talk surfacing, rumors are flying. I think traders today, if you look at the board, are simply trying to deleverage against what they perceive could be a hostile rates move.
Well, at the same time, Keith, though, nothing came new from the Fed over the last 24 hours or so. Obviously, Jay Powell speaking right now, maybe there's some risk to whatever he might be saying over the next hour or so. So is this just kind of markets trying to digest the Fed speak that we've already gotten, not necessarily with rates, because we do know that that would be coming after its tapering program, and we know that that's going to happen sometime this year? I guess the question at large, which we might get more clarity on, is when in 2021 will we see an announcement of a taper?
Yeah, I think there's some of it, you know, it's factored in, but really what they're trying to do is get ahead of that. And at some point when they start to do this, the computers take over, and then it's a race to the bottom until everybody balances out. Because remember, every buyer has a seller and every seller has a buyer. So there are people who are still on the hunt for good, solid companies today. Pfizer is a great example. It's one of the few areas of green.
Now, I want to ask about specifically infrastructure stocks. A lot of those have been in view with regards to the debate going on down in Capitol Hill with regards to getting that infrastructure bill passed. Obviously, that's, you know, still need to get a few more steps across the finish line to ultimately get that signed by the president. But I want to read you this quote from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in an op-ed that she published on Yahoo Finance this morning. A quote, "Real interest rates are currently negative, and payment on our public debt as a share of the economy is expected to remain below historic levels for at least a decade." So given all of that, I mean, it's kind of a financy angle to the infrastructure deal, which only a former Fed chair could bring into the conversation. But how is that weighing on your approach to maybe investing or staying away from certain infrastructure stocks? Is it priced in? Is it not priced in? And how is it really linked to what we're seeing on the real interest rates themselves?
Well, first of all, you know, I think Janet Yellen is noble. I think her op-ed was well-written and well-meaning. But I think what people are experiencing in their wallet is completely different. My $5 cheeseburger is now a $10 cheeseburger. So the idea that government spending translates to your personal wallet, I think, is poppycock. If the infrastructure bill were actually concerned about infrastructure, I'd be incredibly enthusiastic. But I don't think it goes far enough in that direction. So it's splitting hairs. It's buzzword bingo, whatever you want to call it. Right idea, I think wrong execution. So how do I come down on this? I think you've got to stick, again, with great companies that are doing great things, because that is the way you beat inflation, no matter what the Fed does, no matter what the Treasury Secretary thinks, no matter what the administration wants to accomplish.
Well, Keith, I don't know where you were getting $5 hamburgers in Marina Del Rey, but I want to certainly go there. But I want to ask you about what other types of stocks you're watching. Obviously, we got some big earnings from the likes of Walmart this week. We're expected to hear from Target. We got Home Depot as well. What are you watching on those fronts? Have you been encouraged by what you've been seeing in this earnings season so far?
Well, despite all the negative headlines, yes, I'm extremely encouraged, because, again, you know, to just continue to hammer on this theme, quality companies never go out of style. What caught my attention at Walmart was the absolute impact of groceries, which to me was super, because that's a critical part of their growth strategy. It's one of the few ways they can take on Amazon and possibly win. The Kabul situation raises stocks like Raytheon to my radar screen. And then, again, finally, things like Pfizer, we talk about the vaccinations, mass debate, you know, all of those things are about whether or not you're right or wrong. I have to be more concerned about what's profitable or not. Much of the world is still waiting on their first vaccination, like it or not. So that, to me, says there's a lot of money still yet to come.
And, you know, Keith, sorry to be late to this conversation here, but I did read in your notes some of your talk about the Fed and your views, and you've been pretty far ahead of this. How might you think about positioning in the event that we do start to see the taper take place? And are you seeing that kind of window start to close for investors?
You know, that's a very savvy question. So first of all, thank you for reading my notes. I appreciate that. And for paying attention, I doubly appreciate that. I think the way to get ahead of that is something called low beta stocks. These are the stocks that are brand names everybody recognizes that tend to have lower volatility. Because if the Fed introduces rate hikes, we're going to see massive swings as traders try to deleverage. As an individual investor, you don't have to play that game. A stock like McDonald's will help you get through it because it's going to do this. It's well known. People are still going to eat hamburgers. Nobody's going to be giving up their iPhones. That's a little more volatile stock, but Apple is another great choice in here because you can continually stay ahead of the Fed's next move rather than playing catch up.
All right, Keith Fitzgerald, Fitzgerald Group Chief Investment Officer. I'll see you out in California for a cheeseburger sometime soon. Thanks for stopping by.